AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Two shootings within hours of each other in Copenhagen have Denmark on edge. AP correspondent Jan Olsen reports the area around a synagogue in downtown Copenhagen where the second shooting happened has an enormous police presence.
The area where this happened in Copenhagen is completely sealed off. Pedestrians, bicyclists, cars cannot enter that area. Police have cordoned off everything.
One of the three people wounded in that incident has now died. The earlier shooting, which apparently targeted an artist who had caricatured the Prophet Muhammad, killed one person and wounded three. Officials are not saying if the shootings are linked. The gunman in both cases got away. The government is getting ready to release new rules that are mostly favorable to companies that want to use small drones.
The Federal Aviation Administration inadvertently released draft rules it had written that would open the door to widespread use of small drones for all types of purposes. Aerial photography, crop monitoring, and inspections of bridges and other tall structures. The regulations would apply to lightweight, unmanned aircraft weighing less than 55 pounds. The documents indicate the FAA is dropping its demand that operators get the same type of licenses required for those who pilot manned aircraft. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Blizzard conditions are descending upon parts of the Northeast again. A new storm is bringing heavy snow and high winds to the region for the fourth time in less than a month, but areas to the south have not been spared. The AP's Ross Simpson was driving in northern Virginia where a storm left ice behind.
You can tap your brakes, and if you have ABS, it'll grab, but it won't stop you. A two-ton car will simply just slide out of control, and you hope you stay on the roadway.
This is AP Radio News. There's the iPhone and the iPad. How about the iCar? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple is working on it.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple has hired hundreds of people to work on a secret project, codenamed Titan, to develop an electric vehicle. The newspaper cites people familiar with the project who spoke under condition of anonymity. An Apple spokesman declined to comment. The paper says that the vehicle will resemble a minivan and that it would be branded as an Apple product. Julie Walker, New York.
A border collie named Tex has sped, jumped, and climbed to win at the Westminster Kennel Club agility contest. Tex beat 330 other dogs to take the title. A husky mix named Rue repeated to earn a separate award for the highest scoring mixed breed dog. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.